buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Good morning, Gloucester. Here we are. We're live at the Howard Blackburn, the former site of Halibut Point, an iconic establishment, joined by the man himself, Dennis Flavin, an acclaimed...
Nice to see everybody. Glad being here.
Acclaimed artist.
Acclaimed. And restaurateur.
And restaurateur. Dennis, 72 years old, you are now?
72.
72 years old. You're reopening the Howard Blackburn, which was originally opened as a tavern in 1900. And what was the name of it in 1900?
Blackburn Tavern.
Blackburn Tavern. And you, how old were you when you purchased this building?
32.
You were 32 years old. And
I was here, I've been here 40 years. And I never really thought about retiring. I always painted and I loved the restaurant business. I loved the people and the customers. And I love this building. It's such a part of Gloucester. And just decided with the pandemic that we would close, and then I never opened again. And then I missed it so much, and it was the building was sitting here dark, and it was very sad driving by it. And I said, you know, this is so important to Gloucester. We got to get it open. So my daughter, Mercedes, who's a restaurant business up in Maine, Portland, Maine, we got together and we said, let's do it, Dad. And we did it all over again. And we wanted to do it different, not like Halibut Point, because that was here for 40 years. It was time to make a change. So we have a few things from the old restaurant, but a lot of new ones. We have hired a new chef, a real chef, a head manager that's going to run the whole place, because I won't be here as much. I'll be painting. And head bartender. So we have a nucleus that's very strong, and we're building around it. And we are going to need some more employees as we own more. For right now, we're going to be open from Wednesdays to Sunday. And then we'll extend it further as the summer comes on. But we're very excited, and it's a beautiful building. So important to Gloucester and the history of Howard. And I'm studying them and learning and getting photos of them and going to the museum and learning more and more about them. And we're keeping it as much as we can in that era.
So what I would like to, I'd like to just read a little bit from Joseph Garland, his Lone Voyager.
Right here, Joe.
Yep, there it is. There's the book.
If you don't have this book, highly recommended, especially now that Dennis has named this restaurant, Howard Blackburn, a lot of great stories in
it. And you can get that book at the bookstore of Gloucester. We highly recommend you get it at the bookstore of Gloucester, seeing as they're local and they support a lot of local authors.
Good pictures too.
Yeah. So so a lot of people know the story of Howard Blackburn, but I'm just going to reiterate it for anyone that doesn't know. Because we have viewers from all over the world, and just to understand the impact. In January, this is Joseph Garland's retelling. In January 1883, Howard Blackburn was trawling in a two-man dory with Tom Welch when a winter storm separated them from their mothership, the Grace L. Fears. This is the days of schooners. Blackburn froze his hands around the oars, rowing north for 5 days and 60 miles. So you have to imagine his hands because he knew that he wasn't going to, they froze in like around the oar. And for 5 days and 60 miles, he landed on Newfoundland shore with his crewmate's body. A family found Blackburn and during the long winter nursed him back to health. In Gloucester, he had been given up for lost, but when Blackburn returned, without most of his toes and fingers, he was a hero. He ran a saloon for much of his life. Right here.
Yes.
But also made tremendous solo voyages, rowing along the coast of Florida and sailing twice across the Atlantic to England in 1899, and 3 years later in a record-setting 39 days to Lisbon. Blackburn is buried in the Beechbrook Cemetery in West Gloucester. Blackburn's boat, the Great Republic, and the wooden bar from this saloon are displayed at the Cape Ann Museum. Gloucester hosts the International Dory Races with Lunenburg, Canada, as well as the Blackburn Challenge, a 20-plus mile open water circumnavigation of Cape Ann. That's a lot.
And we have people that come here from Nova Scotia and stuff like that that have heard of Howard, and they'll come in here and they'll want to see the place and talk about him. And he's still a very well-known figure there and here. And I have no idea why Walt Disney would make a movie of Howard Blackburn.
It,
the story of his life is incredibly important. And just an incredible person, one of a million.
I'm going to show a picture right now, and I'm going to let you speak to this picture.
This is the original cash register that Howard uses.
How old is that cash register?
It's 1901. I got it from the great nephew who was in a cellar, refurbished it, and the numbers are all worn down. And what's the highest number, genius?
$10.
What's the highest number on the cash register?
$1.
The highest number on the cash register is $1. It actually still works. You can still open it up. It's got a wooden drawer inside made out of three materials, and it's a masterpiece. And it's never going to leave this building.
Can you
ever
tell the story about John Bell? Was it John Bell?
Harold Bell.
Harold Bell, sorry.
The Bell family, especially Harold Bell, was very connected to the Historical Society at that time, which is now the museum. And he begged me for many years if he could take the cash register and put it up there. And I said, there's no way it's leaving this building because this is where it was. And it was part of Howard's. He lived here, and this is staying here as far as I know.
That's amazing.
So he lived here as well?
Yes, lived upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you found any other artifacts?
No, just a few little small things, some bottles. And there's an old fireplace with the tile that's made in Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh, I saw that.
That's beautiful upstairs. And we try to keep it with the same atmosphere and the same feeling. The feeling of this building is, I always consider it's like going to Fenway Park. People go to Fenway Park because they want to see it. It's a classic. People want to come to Howard Blackburn because it is just a neat place to walk into. And the atmosphere is so homey and so family. It's not like anything I've ever been to. And I love the place.
So you have you've been studying Blackburn outside of what I already talked about, Joe Garland's recount, and you can actually go see the Great Republic at Cape Ann
Museum. Yeah,
can you share any interesting stories about Howard Blackburn that people may not know?
There's stuff that you hear about him. And when I first came here, there were still people that when I first got this building 40 years ago, there are people that come in that used to be the newspaper boy or this and that, you know, and he lived upstairs. And his son died, and I don't even know how he actually died, but he had one son, and he died. And then, but he used to bartend here without fingers. He would take the coin would be on the bar, and he'd hit it like that, and he'd scoop it up like this, and drop it into the cash register. He actually bartended and did it without any fingers whatsoever.
So he
was a very big man. He was like 6'5" back then. We have manifests of his trips. One was to Alaska, too. And he was without doubt the biggest man on there. He was 6'4", 6'5". Everybody else was 5'10", 5'11".
So he'd have a problem these days with credit cards. And
oh yeah, he would have a he wouldn't have a prayer. That cash register weighs about 10 tons.
Does it really?
It's beautiful. Beautiful
cash register.
It is absolutely
good. That's a great photo of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm pretty.
I guess so.
So I'm going to show some photos. I'm going to let you walk through. Here's the bar right there. Have you made any changes in this area?
Didn't make any changes except to clean the bar. The bar was originally made by a friend of mine, Butch Roth, and he made this out of Honduras mahogany 40 years ago in Lanesville. Wow. I was with him and we did it. It's all Honduras mahogany, which you cannot buy anymore. You can't get it. They used to use it to make boats in the old days. People come in here and always take photos and measure it because it's the only one that exactly the way bars should be built, with the comfort, the depth, the bull nose on top, and besides that, no, it's been through 40 years and it looks brand new.
What is the bull nose for? Is it when someone spills a drink?
It's for your arms. It's a resting for your arms. And then in the back, the copper used to be called a tip rail when there was change. And right. When you had money tip, you'd slide into the tip rail, and the bartender would grab the tip money.
Interesting.
But now there's hardly any money. It's mostly everything's, you know, plastic.
Plastic, yeah. I've used it for spilling drinks. It doesn't get on my lap. I don't spill many drinks, but when Joe knocks it over, it doesn't get on my lap.
All right, we're gonna go to two photos back to back here, and I want people to pay attention to this.
Yeah.
So what are we looking at right now?
That's one of Howard's old photos that we have in the restaurant.
And next
is. What happened was I decided it took about a month, but I ended up going down to Bananas, a local place, and got some old clothes.
Oh,
went
nice.
Double exposure, had photos made, had five different photos made, and while, and I have five original Howards, and I have five of me. Two of them we have here, and three more upstairs.
So we gave a little preview of these two right here, but you're gonna have to come in next week, next Wednesday.
Just noticed it.
But,
there's another
paragraph
behind us.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
we're going to rotate them too.
Yeah, okay.
But the photos will be rotated. We have tremendous history of photographs upstairs that will be rotated through the restaurant.
I love it.
So next Wednesday is the first opening day.
Next Wednesday.
April 20th.
Is the 20th. The first day we're going to be really open, yes.
At 11:30 a.m. till close. 11:30
till closing, which is early. What's our hours, Genius?
We're going to be open from 11:30 in the morning. Kitchen will be open until 9. The bar will be open until 10 for starters.
For starters.
Nice. Go ahead and
keep it.
So great time next Wednesday. Great time if you've paid an outrageous sum of money to the IRS on Monday, you can come here and drink your sorrows away on Wednesday.
Don't forget to eat. The food's very good.
Oh, and yeah, that's true. And
we got some great oysters.
I must say, if I know you're a big follower of Good Morning Gloucester, you know I'm the poop guy. And I have inspected your bathrooms, and they're top-notch bathrooms.
They're spotless. So
they're spotless. I would eat off the floor.
Spotless. Oh, Jesus. So I have to say this. A lot of people had some favorite dishes here. The fish stew and the chowder and the oysters. Eric Lorden, owner of Passports, and I consistently talk about the oysters here being the best oysters I've ever had anywhere, anytime.
And can you they are great.
Can you affirm or not affirm that the oysters and the chowder and the stew will be on the menu when you reopen?
First of all, it's not Italian stew. It's Italian fish chowder.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Italian fish chowder.
And the other thing is the oysters we have, we rotate depending on the month and the period where they come from. Right now we have these ones from Canada that are absolutely delicious, and we have some from Wellfleet in Kituit. So we have three different kinds of oysters and mussels. So we rotate them with I got a guy called Cricket, which is what's Cricket's fish company?
Turner Fishery, Jim.
I call him Cricket. He takes care of all our seafood, all our shellfish. Also, I have a friend down at Wellfleet that has his own farm, and he ships them to Cricket, Jimmy Turner, who ships them to us. And we keep them fresh, washed, iced down, ice cold, homemade sauce and mignonette. And ice cold and delicious. And I'm going to have some in about 45 minutes.
The absolute. So I had an experience. I went up to Portland, Jay's Oyster Bar. Have you ever heard of Jay's Oyster Bar? Famous place in Portland. And it's the oyster bar there. And I went there excited because I like to eat oysters. They bring out a tray. The oysters, there was not even a drop of moisture in them. They were all dried out. And I was absolutely disgusted. I'm like, this is a place called an oyster bar. And I had just another reinvigorated appreciation for the oysters that I get here because, and I think a huge part of it is the way you handle them. So
the way you handle
them perfectly.
Yeah, we get them. But we're also, my family's definitely restaurant family, little adult. My wife bakes, my children, my daughter has a restaurant, Solo Italiano in Portland, Maine, which is very famous on Commercial Street. All my children are involved either in art or in the restaurant business, which is kind of similar. So we're definitely an artistic family in many different ways.
Joe is looking for an artist to paint him while he's naked. Is that something?
I can only do the bottom. I don't work on the top.
Do you draw it to scale?
I can make it bigger if I got extra money.
I love it. So we have, I'm going to do some shout outs here. Lynn Scannell's with us, says, greeting my mother, Pat, Paula Ryan O'Brien, Joanne Wood, Brenda Grimes Davis, Eileen Kelly, Ruth Pino. Did I say Lynn Scannell, Patty Wall, Kim Lane, Denise Goulart Pascucci, Brianne Casso, Susan Gould Caviello, Mike Codere, just to name a few of the people that have chimed in. If you're watching, we love your comments. If you have any questions for Dennis, just write them in. We'll pop them up onto the screen. Oh, I got a little note here from Pat, my producer. As a matter of fact, I didn't do the introductions. Chris McCarthy's with us.
Good morning, Glass.
I'm your host, Joey Scimitaro. Dennis Flavin, the man of the hour. And Pat Dalpiaz.
It is Pat.
Man in the comment section over there. Thank you, Pat.
Woman in the comments.
Yes. Pat brings up, Dennis so generously offered as a prize, if you share the podcast, Dennis offered a gift certificate.
Handwritten gift certificate because our POS system, our plastic credit cards aren't ready, but I'm going to write one out and draw on it and I'll give it to Joe and he can use it as a prize. And it's good here, personally good here, because my handwriting will be on it.
Thank you very much, Dennis. So if you share the podcast, type shared in the Facebook comments, you'll be entered and we'll draw one name at the end of the podcast. So don't forget to share it. Jeff Guzzi from Turner Seafood wants to know if you have an order ready to go.
hey, Kuz, why don't you use your other name?
You gotta talk to him. What's his other name?
Kuz.
Kuz? All right.
Hey, Kuz, you gotta check with the chef. Kuz is a great golfer from Bass Rocks.
I play with him.
Yeah. He works up with cricket. Turners.
Great guy. But I beat him. I beat him on the golf
course. No, you
did. Yeah, let the record show that.
I don't believe.
Let's go with Jeff.
So are we gonna? Do you want to talk to any of the staff?
I'd love to. Put them?
Okay, Pat. Why don't you try
to get behind the bar?
You can get behind the bar with them. Let him go first, Pat, and then you'll.
Genius. Get
so, Pat, be careful with the cord, okay? Just try to keep it intact. So right now what we're doing was we're organizing some of the new staff to talk about the menu, the bar, and we're going to get to the nitty-gritty of what's happening here. Okay. Yep. Lift gently, and you know your mark. This is Pat right now. This is your angle right now. Look at how good a job she's doing. Is Dennis?
That's awesome.
That's a great shot. Good job. Good job, Pat.
Okay, boys, come on. Let's get in here.
He's coming down.
All right. I love this. This is fantastic. We can get started right now.
Okay.
And Dennis, why don't you do the introductions?
I am going to do the introductions. Okay, here it comes. With our new restaurant here, our Blackburn, we have four of the main people in the restaurant that are going to run it, and I'm very proud of them.
Pat.
They're all my buddies.
Pat, adjust the camera just to the right a little.
Yeah,
this is the core.
Look at his family.
This is the gray hair.
Everybody introduce themselves and tell them what they're doing. Go ahead.
My name's Kevin Lee, a.k.a. The Genius. I was nicknamed by this man when I was 14 years old. I'm going to be general manager in lieu of Dennis, because Dennis will be busy, so I'll be running the show.
I'm Noah. I'm the lead bartender.
I'm Justice. I'll be running the kitchen of the ship.
So, Noah, there's going to be a little bit of changes. You have an extensive bartending and knowledge of liquor background. So could you speak a little bit to that and what you're going to bring to the table?
Can you say one interesting thing about it?
I would like, yes, the more the merrier.
Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, this is a story. So everything is going to be a fresh squeeze.
Mm-hmm. Give it a try.
Okay, so we've got one play on a Moscow mule that I'm calling a royal gift in the late 1700s. George Washington was obsessed with breeding the perfect mule, and he was gifted a Spanish jack from the King of Spain. He was sent to, the one that survived landed in Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Whoa.
So hence the name Royal Gift as a little homage to the perfect mule.
Every mule is from Gloucester.
I wonder if you have what it takes to make one of those behind the bar right now. Would that, do you have what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We can do it right now.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Oh, we got a perfect shot. The camera's got a great shot.
Oh, this is awesome.
Let's go. Here we go.
This is a little Milagro tequila.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that.
Just a little bit of mezcal to add a little smoke.
Yeah, we like that, too.
Oh, we certainly do. So a little bit of lime.
Fresh squeezed.
Fresh squeezed lime. One of my favorites is Mathilde Creme de Cassis.
Oh,
just
bless
a little
bless
bit.
I love,
goes
I love
a long way.
Oh my god.
I love Noah.
Goodness
gracious.
Don't go
yet. Let's see
how you shake. Are
you going back? Yeah, going
back. This is fantastic.
This is gold right here.
Look at this baby.
Top
that with a little London Essence ginger beer.
Oh, London Essence. Is that your personal favorite?
I really like it. It's not too sweet at all, but it definitely has a spicy kick. I really appreciate it.
You're in safe hands with Noah.
You know what I appreciate about Noah? You can tell he's a total professional, but he's not pretentious when he's making the drink. He's not doing the whole, like, the whole weird
thing. Okay, well, I hope you guys can drink when you work.
We should have Pat do the taste test.
See how fast he got up out of his chair?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
Okay, now.
You're not in the front.
I'd like to say something about Justice, our chef.
Yes, come on
Justice
in here, Justice.
Justice does everything. He's a full-time, he's a butcher. We're going to cut out all meats. Oh, go ahead, you tell him.
So we're running this program as close to the farms as we can get it. We're getting whole pieces of animal, all the fresh local produce through the seasons, basing our menu around each season, and off-boat fish. Just trying to keep it local, keep it genuine. Yeah, we're grinding our own burger. We're grinding our own sausage. We're going to probably do a sausage program come summer.
Can you talk about that a little bit? What does that mean?
So we'll have like in-house made sausages, like bratwurst, linguisas. These kinds of recipes are going to develop over time. Mm-hmm. And there'll be some cool flavors out there. I don't want to spoil too many secrets, but we'll have a little boutique market in that specialty sausage area.
Almost like hint of the modern butcher up in Newbury.
Totally inspired by Warren and his wife. I'm a modern butcher. Yeah.
And our bread is coming.
Our bread's from A&J King.
Nice.
Yep, they're going to be making all our burger buns. We're going to be featuring some and grilled toast. All of it's coming from.
Any roast beef sandwich? Like.
No, we won't go that far. I'm not going to step into that ring quite yet with the North Shore roast beefs. Maybe a specialty, but we're going to just open with burger first, and then we'll go from there.
In-house ground
Steak burger.
Yeah,
steak burger.
So it's a big bite burger. It's not a smash patty. This is like charbroiled, nice, meaty hamburger.
What types of seafood?
We're opening with an octopus panzanella. We're going to have mussels. We'll have some scallops of ceviche and beet cured Arctic char, obviously, with one of our cocktails that's actually beet fused vodka. We're going to have a haddock sandwich. We're going to have
pan fried haddock.
Yeah, cast iron pan fried. So our kitchen's a little bit weird. We're kind of just a grill and a raw bar. We have no oven downstairs. So everything that's hot comes off of the grill, and everything that's cold comes from the raw bar station.
Are you going to be downstairs in the corner?
Oh, yeah. There'll be three of us squeezed in that line.
Free will Bob Dylan down here. We're one big happy team. We're not fooling around.
All right, so Justin, thank you so much for joining us. Kevin, did you want to add anything?
If anybody is looking for some work, we have all positions available. We need a prep cook in the kitchen, waitresses. This is going to be a really fun place to be. We're going to be really high energy. As Noah says, we're throwing a party every night, and everyone's invited. So if you're looking for work, come on down, give us a call. We're here.
Awesome.
I love it. I love it. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, gentlemen.
I gotta get back in the camera.
You're back in camera.
You know, I don't get on camera that much like I used to.
Joe, I'm gonna do the bartender taste right
like
now.
I'm happy that your lips aren't gonna be all over.
I know. Here we go.
You got glasses. You guys on glasses.
Oh, those are beautiful.
Yeah, they feel
great in your
face. I mean, if there isn't a more refreshing summer drink.
Do you want to get a straw so you can try it before I put my lips on?
No, go ahead.
That is such a refreshing
drink. Come on. You guys must hug and kiss her.
Oh, my goodness.
That ginger beer.
Oh, my goodness. Noah. This is outstanding. What's that?
Noah, you got some fans down here.
Hold the mule.
Oh, my God.
Remember George Washington? Right, mules.
Oh, listen, when I'm talking to you, the viewers right now, when you come here, it's the first thing you got to try. You got to get this. It is so refreshing. No, not too sweet.
Two types of tequila. Oh.
A royal gift.
Royal gift.
Don't forget it. Ask for it. Say you saw it on Good Morning Gloucester, and I want to try the royal gift. Boom. I'm telling you. So
if I take the paper off the windows, we've been putting it up here at the windows for about, 3 months maybe? 4 months? And we can't wait to let the light in and let people in. And
how many times did you see Joe's face trying to look through to try to get in?
Ask Kevin that question. I thought I was messaging you, but I guess I was messaging his daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Through Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, when can I must have messaged 15 times.
Ariel. Yeah,
that's Ariel. She's up in Maine.
Ariel said, Joel keeps calling me. He's ready. He wants to come in. Yeah, let him in. Yeah. Hey, Noah.
Unbelievable.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's the perfect balance.
I was not just going to say, right? I hope it's balanced, and I was going for unbelievable.
we may have to go on assignment, Joe. We may have to go on assignment up to Portland.
Oh, to go see Mercedes?
Yeah, to go see Mercedes.
Yeah, go see Mercedes Solo Italiano.
Solo Italiano.
It's really
delicious. Delicious.
Your husband's came right from Genoa.
Really?
She taught him English. He taught her Italian. Two children, they opened up. He grew up, he's a real chef. Cuts. They make all their own breads, all their own pasta. Oh. He changed the menu daily out of his head.
Wow. The guy is amazing.
Incredible.
I had some of his food. He was hand slicing the prosciutto.
Really?
Oh, man.
Up in Portland?
I briefly over here.
Yeah,
then they went up to
Portland. Oh, so they own something here.
They just made a visit here. Then they went to Portland.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's really awesome. Talented. Like, he's won a bunch of awards.
He's won awards of the best pasta pesto in Europe 2 years in a row.
I love pesto. Does he make tripe?
No.
I don't know. He makes everything every day. So I don't know.
Yeah, we need tripe. Kevin, you should put tripe on the menu here. He's going to be butchering.
Kevin, have you tried any? Have you guys been experimenting with the food?
Yeah.
As a group?
Yeah.
So what are you most looking forward to?
I'll tell you, I had, for the first time in my life yesterday, I enjoyed some steamed mussels. I've never tried them before, and they were unbelievable. We got in a huge pan, steamed them up, flipped them around, flames everywhere. It was absolutely delicious. He had a nice sauce for it, a little understated sauce, and then we had some sliced bread that he just kind of charred on the grill real quick that we used to sop up the sauce. It was excellent.
And we all tried. I had made chowders in 3 years, so three of us made chowder together, and we all passed that around. We all tried it. It was really fun to try it, and some of the people that tried it used to be little kids, and they grew up on it here. And as soon as they taste it, they go, "This reminds me, my mother used to bring me here, and I had this all the time." Because it goes so far back.
Whose recipe won?
What? Our recipe.
Were there three different people making? Oh, same
oh,
one.
No, no, oh, same one. Same okay. one. We all do everything as a team. We all take responsibility for everything.
That's awesome.
There's nobody, one individual.
So I was
the family.
I was wondering.
We're a family
because
here.
I knew like that your passion for painting. We haven't touched on this yet.
Yeah, we haven't. That's my favorite.
You paint. I read the article you did in the Gloucester Times with he just retired. I know his name. He's a great guy. Anyway, he mentioned that right when you were finishing up that interview a couple of years ago, probably within 20, 30 minutes, you'd be painting.
Yes. I've been painting for over 50 years. My daughter says I have over 1,000 pieces of work, counting drawings, monotypes, etchings, oils, pastels. I painted my whole life. I have a beautiful studio at home, and the restaurants always supported me where I could paint. It's my love, my life besides the restaurant business. And I have a genius. As Kevin is going to run this place. I'll be here a lot, but genius is going to run it. And when I'm not here, I'll be painting.
And you've had shows at Cape Bay Museum.
I've had shows at museum, other places, but I don't mind having shows, but I don't like the business aspect of selling your artwork. I do sell it, but the restaurant is enough business for me. I paint because I just love it, and I just paint what I want to paint.
Right.
And,
what's your favorite painting?
I don't have any favorite painting. I just paint big oils and pastels, abstracts.
That's interesting.
Out of my crazy head.
That's
awesome.
living in well, you know that photo that you guys posted on the website with the outfit. The whole town, the whole entire town was abuzz talking about that outfit.
Yeah,
I know.
Can you talk about did you put that together? Or did your stylist put that together?
No, it just happened. Then my daughter took care of it. She does, my daughter does all that publicity stuff for me. She just, I don't know. I can't do anything. I just paint.
So we have a comment here from Brenda Grimes Davis. I'm sure I speak for many when I say that when the for sale sign went up, I was so afraid that someone who wouldn't honor the history of the building would take ownership. I, for one, am so glad that Dennis decided not to sell. Thank you, Dennis, for keeping the story of Howard Blackburn alive.
And I want to thank you, and that's exactly how I feel. I was very sad coming by here when it was dark, and I couldn't even, my brother had to come inside. I couldn't even come inside. And I am so happy that this is so important to Gloucester and my family that we are here and we're back and we're staying.
That's great. That's great. I'm so happy for you.
And we're putting a big silhouette of Howard on the back of the building this week. It's almost done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going to be a big black silhouette of him in the back like the old days they used to do on the brick. This is going to be on a board, but yeah, it should be done this week.
Like, what are the dimensions?
Like 40 by 60 or something?
Feet.
Big, yeah. It's
wow.
Yeah. Well, it's not what? Feet.
Why?
It's I don't know. Big as that wall.
What do you think? Is it? It's a big wall?
It's as big as that wall, right?
Yeah, bigger, actually. It's going to be hanging off the side.
No, that wall right there. This mirror wall.
How big is the mirror wall?
No, it's going to be as big as this wall right here with this mirror.
Oh, it's going to be inside the building?
No, out the back.
It's going to be on the outside, but it's going to be like a sheet of plywood size.
Nice.
That's going to be you'll see it from Rogers Street.
That's fantastic.
Speaking of the outside.
It's going to have lights on it.
Speaking of the outside, would be remiss if we didn't call out the fact that you have outdoor dining.
Yeah, we have salt ice and we share it with Gordon's.
We will
have outside dining, and that's open all day, Saturdays and Sundays, and 4 o'clock on during the week. And Gordon's, we don't want to bother Gordon's because they own half the property too, and we share it with them.
Thank you to Gordon's for sharing.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. We've been great neighbors. It was all done by a handshake. And like them, and they're great, great neighbors. And so aren't the liquor locker. We have great neighbors here.
That's good. I'm sure they enjoy being able to come over here and message from she wanted to say,
hey, I'm glad you're watching, Sophia. She's an artist too.
Oh, really?
She's got to go to the Mass Art.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's really good. She's very good.
Now, did you?
I went to school in Boston. The building down. It used to be called Vesper George Art. A lot of guys my age or older went there. It was a small school just for painting and drawing. We didn't have any class. We didn't have English or history or any of that stuff. It's all we did was paint and draw every day. It was on St. Paul Street.
Okay.
And, so people that live here or used to live here, like John Terlek, I don't know if you know who that is. He went there. Don Stone, do you know who that was? Mm-hmm. He went there. Well, a lot of guys had gone there. It's not there anymore, but it was on St. Paul Street, which is right behind Boylston Street. So we used to go through the Prudential Center out to Boylston Street. Actually, one day I was at school, and we took a break. We went over to Boylston Street to get some coffee at Dunkin' Donuts. I was standing outside. And who comes walking down the street but Cassius Clay.
Nice.
Wow.
With this girl, beautiful girl. And he goes in, he sits at a bar store. I said, I got to go in. I go behind him and he says to the waitress, this is the truth, bartender in Dunkin' Donuts, tell that wait boy to get away from me. I'm going to turn around and whoop him.
Oh, my God.
That's a true story. That's a true story. I went, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Cassius Clay.
We are documenting history right now. Story would have gone by.
Oh, I love that. I'll never forget it. Awesome. It was the neatest looking man and the girl. They were beautiful.
How tall was he?
He was
a big man?
Yeah, he looked enormous. Yeah. I was tall, but, you know, those guys are bricks. They work out every day. They're like... Yeah, he was the greatest of all time.
Of course he was. Yeah, no question.
He couldn't even touch the guy.
Hey, Pat, this was a good drink, huh? Yeah, thanks, Joe.
He made one. If you made two, you would have had one. But I'm the boss, and this is how it works.
I appreciate it.
I might have one after this.
Yeah,
well, this is what happens to the castaways.
Dennis, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Longmeadow, Massachusetts, which is Western Mass, outside of Springfield.
And how old were you when you moved here?
When I moved here, I've been here 53 years in Gloucester.
So after college,
grew up in Western Mass, and then I went to school in Boston, and I lived on Charles Street. Actually, I worked at the Copley Plaza Hotel, and I worked at the Hampshire House before Cheers.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Cheers came after I worked in Charles. So I used to live on Charles Street and then walk on Beacon Street. And I had my studios across the common. So I used to, that was my walk every day, seven days a week. And then ended up coming up here and working at the, because we had a baby, we decided to move. And I got an art scholarship to come up here. And I ended up working and commuting at the old Easterly Inn.
Oh, on the back shore.
That Larry Rotolosium.
Right.
Yeah, I worked there for a couple of years. And then, of course, he closed. And
so, wait, that's what brought you here.
I got an art scholarship to come here. And once I came over the – I used to go to Cape Cod when I was a kid, my parents. Once I came over the bridge and I came into Gloucester, I said, this is the most beautiful place. I have never leaving here, and I never have.
That's unbelievable.
And I really love it here. And I hope it does. I hope it doesn't change that much. I just love it. And it has to do with this building.
Yeah.
We're not changing it. That's it.
So here's the question.
And I live in an old house. My house was built in 1750.
Oh, wow. Holy man.
Yeah, it's very old.
So in the beginning, when you opened up Halibut Point, what was the reason behind the name? What was special about the name Halibut Point to you?
To me, the name Halibut Point was not Halibut Point in Rockport. It was the fish. It was my favorite fish when I first came. When I used to have fish markets. I had a couple fish markets. And I kept hearing, I was going to name it the Blue Oyster. I decided to name it Halibut Point. And then next thing I know, I forgot Halibut Point, Rockport. So everybody thinks it's Rockport, Halibut Point. But I don't know, it was just one of my favorite names. And I just I don't know, I just love the Halibut Point. And, you know, Italian fish chowder I made up because there are Italians and Portuguese in town. Mm. And clam chowder I made, you know. I love the Italians. I mean, Italian people are my favorite names, favorite food, favorite language, Sicilian. I mean, I just love them.
Have you been to Italy?
No, but I all my grandchildren, I have, my wife and I have blue eyes, but all my grandchildren have brown because they're all connected to Sicilians and Italians. And five of my people in my family speak Italian and Sicilian, wow. And I can't believe it. What I wanted to be, I'm not, but my children are.
That's what happens.
That is fantastic. No, I am so looking forward to it. So next Wednesday at 11:30, I imagine there's going to be a line at the door.
Well take it easy. Let's not do not go too crazy.
Well Wednesday's, you know what? Wednesday's a good day to open. Yeah, instead of opening up on a weekend.
Right.
Absolutely bananas.
Right.
But I know, you know, that what you've done here, what you've set out to do, and going into the restaurant business so many decades ago, has anything changed in your perspective of how it was to run a restaurant when you first opened?
It was easier to run it when I was younger. There wasn't so many laws. And even I opened up, we used to get insurance. Blue Cross Blue Shield was automatic. You automatically got it. There were employees, everybody wanted to work. This wasn't so many laws. It was much easier, and food didn't cost as much, so you didn't have to charge as much money. You know, it was just so much easier, so much. Now there's so many laws and so many stricts. You got to go through so many, loopholes.
Yeah.
But you know, Gloucester, hopefully, is going to be more like Portland. There's more restaurants opening up now, and they're going to be better. And the more restaurants that are better in town, the more people are going to come here.
Yes.
And it'll make the city better and more well-known, which it is getting more well-known constantly. And there's more here than there has been in 50 years. And I think our restaurant and the other ones are all going to be in addition. Rocky Neck, everybody is going to be one big happy family. There's plenty of customers.
Well, you know what I've seen is there's a lot of good chefs that are seeking out Gloucester.
Yes.
And they have friends, yeah. And they're bringing their friends here.
Right.
You know, like Neil. Neil,
I can't believe you said that. You know, it's in the Boston Globe this morning.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
What was?
In Boston Globe, they're saying people are leaving Beantown and they're coming north.
I honestly, I didn't read it.
It's on the front page of Boston Globe.
Well, you know, I'm ahead of the
world. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
His primary news source is Good Morning Gloucester. Boston Globe.
Oh, that's funny. Deb Rodolosi says, Dennis, we loved you when you were at the
thank you, Debbie.
You got a lot of fans, Dennis.
I love that place. I was great friends with them. You know, that's the original place they made Anna Demma bread, you know.
Was that right?
Yeah, that's where she first made Anna Demma bread. It was at Easterly, before the Easterly.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
The only reason the Elks could get in there was because back then there was no sewer. So Larry had to pay for the sewer. He had to have the amount of water he had to pick up. They had to come five times a week. It was such an expense. That's why they closed.
Oh, wow.
When they put the sewer lines in, then it got lower the price, and then easily could move in. That's what happened.
Oh, did he? I thought the Ryans owned it at the end.
I don't know exactly who owned it at the end. Well, Rodolosi's owned it, and then I don't know who they sold to after that. I know I left after 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is unbelievable. Wow, this has been one of my favorite interviews ever.
I had a great time. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you.
Very Elijah and Sicilian.
What do you call it?
Elijah. Or Italian is piano.
What's your favorite line, Joe, from the chef, female chef you watch on?
Oh, Asaggio.
That's another good one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I sent this Italian woman that does Instagram videos of her cooking. And she's Sicilian. And I sent her Instagram channel to two people, my sister and Safatia.
Oh, perfect.
I sent it to the, and my sister promises she's going to make me some of the recipe. Because there was one yesterday with zucchini. Oh my God, it looked unbelievable. But yeah, next Wednesday. By the way.
13 shares.
13 shares. So we're going to, so how much is the $25? Is
that good? What?
For the prize. For the
50. 50.
50?
Yeah.
He's a generous man. $50. I think Dennis is having a good time right now.
We're having a great time. And I didn't even have one of those things.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What's it called again?
The Royal Gift.
The Royal Gift. This is, when you come here, say, I want the Royal Gift as seen on Good Morning Gloucester. We're going to pick from, so 15 more seconds to share the podcast and type shared, and you'll be entered to win a $50 gift certificate to the Howard Blackburn, the name on the front of the building.
And we're going to have him pick it up here, or are we going to?
Oh, he's going to handwrite it, and you'll take it.
Okay.
Or unless you want him to pick. No, we can control it if we take
You guys control it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So 15 seconds. Here we go.
Neat lights too.
Yeah, and they can turn them up or turn them down.
Amazing.
Change the color.
Yo,
there's no shadow. Right? They're great, fantastic.
Well, you have good lights all the way around. So this is like
this is
pristine. Like to be able to use this as a studio would be amazing. Like because of the lighting. Lighting is everything. I will take a $100 camera with perfect lighting, as opposed to a $5,000 camera with shitty lighting. And
I'm always happy to help.
You're the man. All right, here we go.
Ask him if they ever wake up.
Yeah, that's not my famous statement in the restaurant business. You ever wake up in the morning and feel run down and tired? You always ask people that. And 99% of people say, you every day.
Every single day. God damn it.
We're at 14.
All right, 14 shares. We're going to pull it right now. Wait, are you sure it's not 15? Because Kaula?
She's 14.
She's 14. Okay. Oh, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, we're cutting it off right there. 1 to 14. You can see it right here.
Ernst & Young has approved.
Number one.
Number one.
The last couple times. My mother won it.
Oh,
inside
joke.
That's an inside
joke.
Inside job.
Wait. Give me the piece of paper so I can show it so they know that it's not an inside job.
That's the official ballot.
See how it says Pat C at the top?
But your phone said 1 to 1, not 1 to 14.
Who's Pat C?
That's my mom.
Is it really?
That's Pat C. That was a joke. Inside job. Congratulations.
Hey, I hope you like the place, Ma.
Pat, you're bringing us.
Ma.
Friends lunch.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday lunch.
Yeah, we're going to guess what we're going to spend all $50 on. Yeah. The Royal Gift, baby.
The Royal Gift.
Dennis, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much. Right. I had a great time. Thanks a lot.
Kevin.
Really good time. Thank you very much.
Kevin, genius. Right, which would you prefer, genius or Kevin?
Genius.
Whatever you like.
I like genius. I call him genius since he's 14.
By the way, tomorrow we're going to be going live. I think it's at noontime at Talese. So
Talese. And just another quick reminder, Joe, Over the Bridge is playing at Minglewood Friday night. Yeah, free concert April 15th at Minglewood. That's a must. A must on your calendar.
Right. Over the Bridge, who does our song that we play as the outro, and I think they only have like one date on the calendar for Gloucester, so it's a very special show. So check that out.
Minglewood Friday
night. All right, we're going to do our out music right now. Thank you guys so much for joining us. This has been an absolute blast. Dennis Flavin is welcome on the podcast anytime he wants. He is an absolutely tremendous guest.
How was your drink?
Tremendous
this
host.
Is what happens.
I think Noah's going to make another round of those for us. He's going to tune us up. And we are going out right now with Over the Bridge. We'll see you guys. I got the wrong
one. Actually
little town with big news. 411, come get the scoop. Wake up with Joe and the rest of his crew. It's good morning, Gloucester, to you. Oh, it's good morning, Gloucester, to you. I say good morning.
and Gloucester from Over the Bridge. OTB.